Welcome to Travel Market Life, your companion for industry insights and professional business development. Travel Market Life. Join us by webcast, video or podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Travel Market Life. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes, and I'm joined as a co-host for this episode by Christina Blage from Open Revenue Consulting, where we attended the annual hotel conference 2022 to speak to hotel executives about their plans for the coming year. In this episode, we speak to Neil Kirk, the Chief Commercial Officer at London and Regional Hotels, as well as Arjun Menon, the VP of Development at Menina Hotels.
Travel Market Life.
Chief Commercial Officer of London and Regional Hotels. Neil, thank you very much for joining us. I would love to hear from you a little bit about, tell us how the macroeconomic impact, talking about inflation, labour shortage, business rates going up, what sort of knock-on impact would you say has had on the variety of hotels that you own and operate at London and Regional?
I suppose we've been lucky enough to see a strong recovery in our hotels. The hotel rates and occupancy grew through the summer. Rates have continued to increase, but with that, more challenges of staffing, food and beverage costs, and also for energy. We're lucky enough to be relatively well hedged, but I think all of us see a bit of a cliff edge as the hedging that has been put in place starts to fall away. So whilst everything looks positive for the moment, there's one eye always on the future and what's going to happen, and with the macro economy being so volatile at the moment, and even today we saw the changes after the top rate of tax looks to be changes taken away. So yeah, at the moment everything looks positive, but there's lots of headwinds to deal with. But at the moment people are still keen to travel, as we saw from some of the stats today.
There's definitely a lot of pent-up demand that we can benefit from. And would you say, from an operational standpoint, what sort of challenges are you hoping and are you looking to address this year?
The continuity of staff, ultimately with hotels as well as the building itself, it's all about service. And getting the right level of staff, getting staff to stay in place, is all about service levels. So staffing is key to our list. As well as that, it's the return of corporate into the market. It's how do we get in front of the corporate travel bookers and encourage people to keep travelling as the leisure market potentially starts to head back to work.
Yeah, I think it's all about how you're going to drive value for them to retain them. And from a technology standpoint, what sort of initiatives and what sort of technology are you looking to invest in this year?
I think with technology, it's just trying to make sure we keep up with the industry and the third parties. We saw today that the global share of the OTAs aren't increasing relative to the large brands, but is that, as someone pointed out, because the likes of Google are driving traffic to the brand websites rather than using the OTAs to drive to the hotels. So what we want to do is to try and control that distribution channel as much as we can ourselves, rather than rely on third parties such as OTAs, work with our own websites and Google to drive traffic to our own websites.
Absolutely. I think a lot of hotels have turned to direct marketing to really create that relationship building and make it a relationship building place to connect deeper with the customers. What sort of changes have you experienced in your direct channel post-pandemic?
I think in terms of our direct channels, we've seen much stronger bookings in our direct channels. We've seen much stronger bookings coming through the brand websites as people seem to, early on in the pandemic, look for the safety of the brands. Other than that, I think it's been a quick recovery to what we've seen before. We've got the same level of OTAs, we've got the same level of direct bookings, but it's really trying to get below that. So where we have brand.com or direct bookings, what's really driving those bookings? Is it actually people who are searching for the brand, who are searching for the property, or they're using MetaSearch and Google to be in a particular area they need to be in? So it's trying to break down that demand drivers and distribution channels and really understand what's moving customers to book a particular hotel.
I think hotels have such a brilliant opportunity now to remove that or get rid of that disintermediation with the value they're building in their own channels. And just sort of the last question, tell us a little bit, and particularly our viewers, what do you think Hospitality Marketplace could be a really valuable event for the hoteliers?
I think there's so many different strands to asset management now. By having someone like Hospitality Marketplace, who can bring all those strands together through various independent companies rather than the larger corporates who started to dominate, gives us an opportunity to look at some alternatives into how we manage our distribution systems, how we manage our operations, but try to collate those systems into one usable format of information rather than lots of different strands which give sometimes conflicting information.
Well, very grateful for your time. Thank you very much, Neil Kirk. Vice President of Development for UK and Ireland at Meininger Hotels. Arjun, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about the Meininger Hotel. What sort of outlook you're seeing at the moment?
So Meininger, for those who don't know, is a 13-room
hotel. That's right. Say it again.
It's a hybrid hotel. We do twin rooms to twin bedrooms to six bedrooms. We have 32 hotels across pan-European geography. We are expanding quite rapidly, doing about 2 to 3, maybe even more hotels every year on top of the 32 that we have. So that's what we do.
How have you seen the current situation, particularly with the macroeconomic factors impacting your business?
And let's look at that in revenue and how we've seen change in business mix. In revenue terms, we've started focusing more on
ladies and gentlemen, those key notes is about to begin our official stage. Please join us to hear from Steve Morgan, CBE.
All right, let's start again. Tell us a little bit about the outlook you're seeing at the moment for Meininger Hotels.
We've been going through some interesting times. The pandemic affected business, like particular businesses. In terms of our revenue and our client mix, we are driving more focusing more on our ARR. We are trying to reduce a little bit on the utilization, just because we don't want to. Just to kind of keep those costs down while, because the rates in the market are quite good, they've bounced back quite well. So that's how we're seeing our revenues. Obviously, there's been cost implications across the board and inflation in pretty much every operating element. Some of it has to do with, not necessarily to do with energy prices, also to deal with just cost inflation in terms of wage increases, which we're needed in the market. So all of that, some of that we're able to pass through in terms of the price increases are contracting that, but yeah.
And how has the relationship with the customer changed? Are you, how do you perceive the direct channel? How has it changed for you?
So our direct channel has grown a lot, personally. Also with Booking.com shifting their model, it's been quite useful to have our direct business focused on it, and we are seeing fair bit of growth in our direct channel.
And if you were to just talk about some of the KPIs that you're focusing more now than before, what would you say those are?
Yeah, so RevPAR, ARR, as I mentioned earlier, and our ancillary revenues. So driving up F&B revenues through actually marketing to pre-arrival emails to customers, through QR codes within the hotel to let them know about the other ancillary bits of revenue that we do with F&B or
streams. Yeah, you mentioned quite a few technologies there. What would you say are some of the key technologies that you look at, that you look towards in growing your business and running your business?
So there are various elements of it. So with on the revenue side of commerce, we've got a CRM is very important, just to increase retention, to increase more of that direct business as well. Then we have a channel manager, a booking engine, a good booking engine, a good channel manager, good revenue management system. All very important to driving those revenues up. Addition, business intelligence unit. We've got all this data sitting on various fronts, like PMS, the POS, the Google Analytics, channel manager, etc. To get all of that data to content, to be able to see the data as we, to be able to drive strategies, that's also very important.
I think it's always about connecting all of those data points,
yes,
to really help you understand the guest.
Exactly, because it's just looking at one or two different pieces of data does not help, but how it all comes together, it's very important.
So we're going to feature this interview in the upcoming Hospitality Marketplace, and we're delighted to have you on. Mm-hmm. Tell us, why do you think Hospitality Marketplace is an interesting event for the hoteliers to watch?
So when you work in just one sort of field, you can get quite closed off to what else is out there. So it's very important to be able to see everything that's happening and how that can affect your business. What else, you could do to drive growth. So something like that, where you've got different voices, different from different fields, different parts of the same industry. That's very interesting and very.
Thank you very much, Arjun. It was lovely to have you on our show.
For more, go to Travel Market Life. The Music Sensation by Zach Nelson is reproduced under license from Storyblocks. Travel Market Life is a Haynes Marcoms digital marketing agency production, serving the travel and technology industries.